It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good night, good afternoon, and good morning. And hello to people that's going to celebrate Halloween pretty soon. It is your illustrious host. You guys know me. You love me. I think you think about me when I'm not around. Could you worry about if I'm okay? But I'm good. I'm Gordon Baker Bone. And to my right, hailing from parts that we can't speak of, he's wearing the polar bear outfit. Please put your hands together for some Rome Wrestle, everybody.
What's happening, buddy?
No, I'm doing pretty good. And to my left, hailing from parts where alligators are the dopest, please put your hands together for the fanboat mama herself, Mel, everybody.
You are so ridiculous. Hey, Gordon. Hey, everybody. Hey, Sarone.
All right. It's our yearly reminder that November 1st, you can go to Everything Halloween and get all your naughty bedroom role-playing costumes for half off.
Yes.
Half off.
Or less. Or more.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're trying to move that stuff.
They got to move that stuff. So if you're into role-playing and you want to have some naughty costumes for the bedroom, now's your chance.
And you trying to get ready to make all them damn Virgos that y'all make over the holidays.
Mm.
Well, this is the Virgo making season.
In end of November, like from through the holiday season.
Through holiday season. The Thanksgiving fuck.
Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yep.
Oh, so all right. So Virgos are made under the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or under the Thanksgiving table.
The gift that is always given.
Yep. In the back room where the coats are.
A cornucopia of coochie.
Oh, your grandma's bathroom. Oh.
The horn of plenty for real.
Mmm. Horny plenty. Plenty horny. Hey, one good Virgo that gave us was Beyonce.
That is so true.
I mean, I love Virgos. Somebody got to get this shit done.
Right.
And they will get it done.
And it sure ain't going to be a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Or an Aquarius.
Hey, you're absolutely right about that. Oh, man, so much going on. Halloween's coming up. We talked about costumes. I had just, like, a lot of dumb random thoughts today. Like, I just realized, like I saw, like, geese and, like, other animals. They have a mating season. They have a time period where they decide to make love. But humans don't. How come we don't have a mating season? We just around the clock.
Because we have thumbs.
We have thumbs.
Huh? Thumbs.
You think that's all it is? Just thumbs?
If a goose had a thumb to put in a butt, they'd be fucking all year.
So you mean to tell me the Canadian goose is being held back by an opposable thumb?
Mm-hmm.
From being in your front yard doing the nasty all the time. They probably
that's why they angry.
Yep, no thumbs.
I did not know that.
You're welcome.
The only reason I bring up mating season because I'm terrified of moose or meese for those that don't know. I'm terrified of moose, and apparently moose mating season is the most dangerous time, and I'll remind people of this every single year. If you're in the woods and the moose thinks you're trying to get at his lady, he will kill you.
Dead. Not injured, not trampled, dead.
Dead, yeah.
They'll find you in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Avoid moose. I keep telling people that. Just avoid moose. It is the scariest dinosaur mammal you will ever see in your life. Imagine two horses standing on top of each other in a big sheet.
Oh, also with horns that are 12 feet wide.
Yes. Like some little rascal shit, like it's trying to sneak into a movie theater.
Sir, you are clearly two horses standing on top of each other. Sir, I am a meese.
They're so large and majestic.
They are. They're taller than your car, Mel. I'm telling you right now.
They're taller than everything.
I know. All right.
I think I wasn't prepared for how broad their horns. Is it horns?
Antlers.
Yeah, sorry. Antlers. I wasn't prepared for how broad their antlers are.
It's quite scary.
Because like a moose makes the horse look like a baby. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like when Sarome stands next to me. I am a horse and Sarome is the moose.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
You are a large man.
Yes.
Yeah, but a moose?
Okay, moving
Comparatively
on.
speaking, you're not a real moose. You are a human being. And we
Okay.
know that and
I'm just
respect
saying,
you as such.
You call me a moose.
He
I'm
was speaking
dangerous
on
in the mating.
scale. Don't kick him.
I'm dangerous in the mating season. Hey, let's go back. Let's circle back to.
Ooh, the evidence is piling up, though. Ooh. We
I
didn't
do
even
have
get to
five
that
of them
part.
Things. Yeah.
We have five of them things.
You were circling back to what?
Mating season for humans. If we did have one, what season should it be in?
Mardi Gras.
Ooh, ooh.
So for 2 weeks out of every year, everybody comes to New Orleans to mate?
I think we should have multiple mating seasons. So
I think they
Mardi
do that
Gras,
already.
Essence Fest. I'm just gonna list it all by local things to New Orleans. Sorry.
I
Mardi
think that makes
Gras,
sense, though.
Jazz Fest, Essence Fest, Bayou Classic.
Ooh,
I think they should.
Bayou Classic, baby.
Yeah, we should make it 1 month in New Orleans. It'll bring tourism up. would New Orleans be accommodating for mating season?
It is.
Already.
I can attest to that.
Oh my God.
It is.
I'm happy you guys brought that up because I brought it up because there's someone I really want to stop from mating it, and it's Blueface. And I'm only saying this because he has I think he's about to be banned from the NFL from attending any games. For those that don't know, Blueface attended a Rams game, a Rams or Chargers game, whatever it was. It was at a Lo-Fi stadium, a beautiful new stadium that's barely 2 years old. And not only did he rent out a multi-$1,000 booth, but he brought ladies to dance strips, and he threw money while a game was going on. And then he proposed to a lady during the game that wasn't Krayshawn. It was by far the most confusing thing I've ever seen happen during a football game.
He also was just ordered to pay $13 million to a strip club.
So, wait.
He shot someone outside of a strip club in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
The club closed down. The owner still has to pay rent. And Blueface is on the hook for $13 million.
God damn. Well, once he pays the owner, can he then own the strip club, or does it retain the
No,
owner?
no. That's not how lawsuits work. He has to make the owner whole.
Okay. Damn. Does this dude go anywhere and not cause trouble?
No.
Not to my knowledge.
Is he welcome anywhere? Nope.
Well, he's not welcome to any more NFL stadiums.
Nope.
He's a weird cat, and his mom has said some weird shit, too.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, usually when the son is a weirdo,
yeah,
like, the mom will be right there.
This is very
and, like,
true.
Sometimes, and I don't want to, it's not always a parent. Sometimes you're just doing your best. But
yeah.
There are a lot of ladies who subscribe to some toxic shit, and she happens to be one of them. It's just
Ooh.
Hard. Like, they're just hard to watch. I have them muted. I have everything, Blueface and Krishan, muted.
This seeped through because I follow football accounts, but
yeah.
I usually don't see any of that.
The lawsuit seeped through because I follow Megan, the reporter, Megan Cunniff. Boy, she get that business vibe to work, and she knows her shit. I love her. And she be in everybody's shit. Somebody tried to play her a little bit and be like, oh, she know all the black folks' business. Nope. She was in, what's that name? What's that dude? That 70s show dude, Danny Fuckface. I can't remember his last name.
Oh,
Fuck
the dude that went to
name.
Prison?
Danny Masterson. Yep.
Yeah.
She was on that. I don't remember how tight she was on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. But I believe she was also on Harvey Weinstein. Like, she's on it. She's a reporter.
Not many reporters left.
Not a whole lot. Her and Mandy Matney, they get in that ad. If you have a white woman with a bob on your ass, you could cancel Christmas. They're going to get to the nitty and the gritty. I love it.
I don't know. It's something about a white woman with a short haircut that always frightens me. I always feel like some like mean words are going to come out or questions I don't want to answer.
Now that angle, Bob, like that's going to get a little racist. But just the blunt white girl, Bob, she was a Trapper Keeper girl.
Who had that angle, Bob? That lady that had all them babies. What was
Johnny
her name?
K plus eight.
Yes. Whatever happened to them eight?
I don't know. They're probably somewhere being distressed. I just don't. It's such a tricky thing because I have some people, some friends, you know, who are. It's a tricky thing when your family is in the spotlight. I know a few folks who are, they are public about aspects of family life for instructive purposes, which I appreciate. I think that's a necessary thing. But I think just like the regular influencer watching us because we're alive shit, I think that can be a little, it can get a little hinky. You have to have a parent who has some firm boundaries and are in tune with what's going on with their kids to see if they want to do that, you know?
That's a good point.
I always love the parents who, you know, they know the kids. There are some kids who are just hams. And they want to be in the camera and they want to be on Twitter and they want to be, you know, whatever. And, you know, the parent is into that. And then you have the kids who are like, get that shit the fuck out of my face.
I respect those kids.
BB used to be my ham.
Yeah.
And so she would always be, you know, kind of like in the mix and she would photobomb me and whatever. Tyson was not having that shit. He was never interested. And so I always had more pictures of BB than Tyson on my social media. But then she got older and she like kind of didn't want to be, and you have to respect that because at the end of it, this is their expression. If it got to the point where she wanted me to delete media with her on it, I would have to respect that and honor that. Because this is their lives. They get to decide, you know.
I don't think a lot of parents have that type of, what's the word I'm looking for? Maturity.
Speaking of parenting, I just had to chase my son back to bed. He was hiding under the clothes.
Love him.
Fold your laundry so your kids don't hide under the laundry.
or don't fold your laundry and entertain your friends.
Wait a minute.
Call upon too. I had y'all on mute. I don't know if y'all can see me on the camera just screaming.
We cannot see you on the camera at all right now.
Did you know he was under the laundry because the laundry was breathing? Did you see like the laundry moving? Like I love when kids hide in the laundry and you can still see them like breathing, inhaling out, and the clothes are moving up and down. You're like, wait, my pile of clothes ain't got lungs.
It's always funny when kids start learning the concept of hiding, but they suck at it.
Yes.
Yeah. My kids hide underneath tables that I can see under clearly.
Oh.
Like, how do you not look at them? You're terrible at this. You are fucking terrible at this.
Horrible at this because I record out here in the garage, and when they hear the door open from the garage, they run it high. But it ain't so much space. It ain't like we the Smiths. It ain't no West Wing you can run to.
Oh God, not the Smiths.
No, I'm not discussing them. I'm just using their house as a
okay.
Description of size.
I gotta say, I'm listening to Will's audiobook right now because I'm gonna listen to Jada's because I love mess.
Okay.
First of all, Will Smith is a great storyteller.
Yeah, he's one of our generational's greatest.
Hip hop's greatest storytellers. And he's very transparent in this book. And some of a lot of the headlines where we've been inundated with things where we're tired of them, it's people trying to get clicks.
Ooh.
So they'll pick out things in his very transparent memoir that, you know, and make them headlines.
Okay.
So where for us, it's like, I'm tired of hearing about them. It's like, no, the motherfucker wrote one memoir.
Okay.
And people are picking it because he's Will Smith. And
this is old news.
So it's, yeah, it's from his memoir. It was, and it's really well done. It's
Okay.
very, he is transparent about his triumphs. He's transparent about his failures. It's funny, like there are a lot of things that were said in that book, but they focus on the shit with Jada. There's a lot of fucked up shit that happened with his first wife, Cherie, and he's very transparent about that, but that's not gonna get you no clicks.
He would love a good click.
People love a good
Not,
click.
yep.
And so
Some people can't find a click, but if you
I
find
didn't. Did you?
it,
Yeah, he did.
if you find it's fun if you find a click.
Oh man.
I hate you.
You get called back if you find a click, I tell you that much.
That is true.
Yeah, you will.
That
Yeah,
is
you
true.
will. You find it on the first, find it on the first go around. It might be a second.
Oh, damn. Man. I did some reading over my trip up to Boston for Drunk Black History Show, and some of the reading I did, you just be on an Amtrak train, you'd be looking for something to read, and then you come across an article that just tells you the proper way of giving fellatio, and or conchalini. How do you say the proper
Conolingus.
condoleezza?
Conolingus. You want to say
Condoleezza.
Condoleezza so bad, and it's
I really
conolingus.
do. Yes.
Yeah.
Conolingus Rice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
And I was pleasantly surprised. Do you guys know the proper angle to do that?
Is this a math question? I'm not good at math.
Are
No,
you
it's
talking about conolingus or fellatio? I mean, I
kind
know
of like
both, but I'm just trying to figure out which one you're.
the second one, the one I can't pronounce.
Hiyo. Yeah.
The proper way for those.
I've been told I figured it out.
Okay. apparently, if you're out there and you try to figure out how to do the word I can't just say right now, the proper way is to angle your face so like they can sit on your face. It's more surface area, so you could actually hit the clit. Like when people go directly at it head first, when you scuba dive like Nat, like Jacques Cousteau. You miss most of the time, but if you let them sit, you're able to hit the more surface area.
Maybe it's because I know where it is that I don't have that problem.
Yeah,
Like I've never,
I
like
think this was more, I think this was more for the fellas in the
I feel
room.
like it is because it's not that hard to find. I'm sorry.
It's really not, but like some people get very excited.
It's kind of frustrating when it's sort of like when you're getting somebody to scratch your back
Yeah.
and wherever they go, it's just like
Not the right spot.
1 centimeter off from where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Some people you like some like again, this is all barbershop talk that people said to me and made me like just rip off the cape and walk away. I did that before. So you ever did that? You ever walked out of a barber's chair?
No, I had a. I've gone to exasperated sigh before, though.
Yeah, no, he sits through
Loud
those
sigh.
bad haircuts.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever done in my life. Like a dude started and he just edged. He went zing. I'm like, you know what? Stop. It was like the whole barbershop went silent. Like what? And I was like, yeah, just stop. And I was like, please take the cape off. And everyone, like the whole barbershop, looked at me. And I was like, I gave him a fistful of ones. And I was like, that'll be all. And I walked out. And I swear they all looked at me like they never seen this happen before.
That
No
nigga's a wizard.
more for you.
That nigga's a goddamn wizard. He stopped the haircut, mid-haircut. Never seen that before. 2003. You'll never believe it.
I felt their eyes as I walked out the door, man. Like, but I knew I couldn't break. I couldn't look at anyone because it would make me look like a bitch. So I just stared at the door as I walked out. Just keep looking dead ahead. Just look dead
Dead ahead. Hey, you had committed to that path and you needed to walk it like a samurai, a lone samurai.
That's amazing because I too, I just sit through the bad haircut. I just got a bad haircut and I sat through and I'm like, I don't think this is right. Think
We've
this is
all been
right.
there. We've all been sitting in a chair going, this ain't right. This ain't
But you
right.
know, girls, you gotta, especially if your barber is a dude, you gotta switch up
Yeah.
every once in a while if you're not fucking
Yeah. Yeah.
them. Because
Wait, what?
he will let quality slip. You didn't know that going?
No.
If he ain't getting none, he'll let quality slip and go completely off the Instagram post that you show him.
Get the fuck out of here.
And it is, there is no algorithm. Like I love to say, like every 3 months, every, you don't know until you get fucked up.
Man, I got hair now. I go to this lady that does a double strand twist in my hair. That's right, everybody. I know what a double strand twist is. And also the white people, I don't have dreads.
You quit calling them dreads, white people. I don't like it when y'all say that.
Yo, you know how many times like I got my hair retwisted or like I switch my hair up and I just let my hair out and people go, you were dreads. I'm like, oh, if you don't get the fuck away from me.
You don't understand our hair, and it is perplexing to you and anger inducing to me.
Oh my God. I honestly believe that with my hair, I could commit a crime and then take my double strand twist out and blow out my hair, and cops wouldn't know who the fuck I was. I could wear the same outfit holding bags of money. And they'd be like, have you seen a man with bags of money? I'd be like, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. If you could do it around a corner like a cartoon character, they'd keep going.
But Black Dynamite, I have bags of money.
They would keep going like Scooby-Doo. Did he go? He went this way. And here come Gordon walking around that same corner with his hair blowed out.
Excuse me, mister. Was that Afro?
If I was a black woman, I'd be the greatest criminal ever. Just wigs.
I think the most fascinating thing about being a black woman is how you get your hair done and there's always some white bitch at work.
Oh, God.
I come in with new hair every Monday, ho. Get with the program.
Yeah, that really confuses the fuck out of them. I don't know why they just don't. Oh, speaking of hair, that's the reason I brought that up. I don't know if you knew this. Just recently happened in New Jersey. New Jersey just passed a law for our cosmetic schools. Guess what they just passed, everyone? They just told every beautician and person that has haircuts or hairstyles in New Jersey that they are not allowed to have their license if they do not know how to cut black hair.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. Inclusive.
Oh, I like this.
Well, that's it for supercuts.
I just pictured some Italian man and go, I cannot to cut.
That was racist, but I'm going to continue
the accent. I'm sorry.
I'm going to continue the accent. Damn, I used to know the slur for black people from Metairies, and I forgot it. I heard it.
I'm from New Jersey. I understand this. It's a mouleon.
Oh, yeah. I can't cut a mule's hair. It's too thick.
But yeah, New Jersey, I think cosmetology school, in order to get your license, you must know how to cut and do black hair.
Well, thank you, New Jersey. That's nice.
Thank you, New Jersey. First weed and now haircuts. I can get a fade on any corner.
Yep. Look at that. Look at that. You don't have to feel scared walking into a store and you see a whole bunch of white men in there and you're like, if you got a license.
Line me up. Line me up, Antonio.
Just hop in some white dude chair. I want a Caesar. One all around.
Also, give me a lightning bolt. You pick the side.
But it's absolutely absurd to be a licensed professional and just be like, oh, I can't help niggas. Sorry.
I don't do black hair.
How did that even get to be a thing?
I have,
it's not that way, the opposite, because black barbers love to show off that they can cut white hair.
Ooh, let a white boy come in there.
Right here. I got you. And they go pull out the sharpest pair of scissors you've ever seen.
Doing shit you never seen this motherfucker do.
They got a whole apron for, he got a whole different apron for cutting white folks. Nigga, is that Paula Deen on your apron?
Shit.
Shut up. Just shut up.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh man,
this nigga done put Kenny Loggins on the audio, on the Bluetooth. What are we going with today? We're gonna go with the Harlem Notes, or we're gonna go with the Flock Seagulls. I got.
Oh
you.
My goodness! Last night I got in an Uber.
Yeah.
And my Uber driver had like all pussy rap, and I appreciated it, but I also felt targeted. Profile.
By your profile picture.
So your profile picture is like, well, I know what she wants.
And like, he wasn't wrong, but also parted.
Let's see. Male, 4.83. Oh, yeah. City girls. Get your little Meg Stallion in here.
He definitely saw your destination. He was like, I know what she want on listening to.
I know what
to.
She want.
Hey, ma'am, how's it going? Put the pink booty hole brown. I got you.
Yeah. My friends hate, my friends hate my love for that song.
Oh, come on. It's a fun song.
You call people and say that in the middle of the night.
I do. I have definitely, if I have definitely texted Sarong Sexy Red lyrics.
Yeah. You said that to me when I called you.
I did.
8 a.m. Hey, Mel.
What's up? I'm out of town thugging with my rounds.
Oh, okay, Mel. But seriously,
working with me is like the worst possible experience, because it's not that I don't have boundaries. I do, but also they're a little flimsy.
Oh my god.
Hey, Sexy Red lyrics without context is so confusing.
Yeah, that's why I never called Mel on speakerphone.
Sarome had to ban me from telling him when I was on the toilet when he would like text me. Like, just tell me you busy.
Just don't.
Because if you ask me what I'm doing, I'm gonna tell you. He didn't
Mel
like that.
Tell you real quick, Mel. Tell me real quick.
Yep.
What are you doing, Mel? Knocking the ceiling tiles out. You know what?
I actually have the worst. I use the worst possible euphemism.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm like that, but I am.
Oh man.
And y'all still my friends, so
yes.
You know.
Oh, that's one more thing about New Jersey I wanted to bring up about bad friends also. For those that don't know or don't have the internet or the news, New Jersey has been, our housing market has been attacked. And I want you guys to stop laughing.
I'm sorry, because every time I hear something, I don't even know what's true.
Yep.
At this point, it's just all hilarious.
So if anyone's been wondering, what citizens of this country would trust DJ Envy?
People, I was listening to him because DJ Envy said it. Really?
Yes, DJ Envy works in New York, but apparently their radio waves hit New Jersey and it smacked us hard. Yes, DJ Envy, for those that don't know, has run amok in one of the most beloved cities. If you ever seen the movie Lean On Me, if those people haven't struggled enough, Paterson, New Jersey. And that same town has been run amok by DJ Envy and apparently a real estate agent named Big Pun.
His name is not Big Pun, it's Caesar something.
Darnell Rawlins said that DJ Envy was. He told him he was selling real estate with Big Pun and answering him with Tupac back. This was years ago and I never got the reference.
You know, the sad part about it is there's been so many New York comedians that have made fun, openly have mocked DJ Envy about this investment thing. Yamanika Saunders,
yes.
Who's phenomenal.
Yes, there was a video. I saw her video this morning.
Like, they all questioned him on this openly on the radio show. And for some reason, has come full circle. And sad part about it is they have swindled millions out of people. And
is it him or is it his business partner that's actually swindled people?
His business partner, but because he advertised it on a national syndicated show, apparently that violates some type of laws. You can't.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you can't just be advocating for a Ponzi scheme openly on the radio waves like that.
It was so wild to hear him say when he told Joe Budden about it, Joe said, that's a Ponzi scheme and you're going to prison.
Another New Jersey native of Patterson.
Oh, my goodness.
See, we know we're not all crazy around here. Some of us can recognize a Ponzi scheme because we clearly have participated. So,
listen, you done got before you know what it looked like.
Exactly. Yeah, I really wish that everyone gets justice. And I know we're laughing about it, but yeah, housing is a very serious issue and no one should be taken advantage of in that situation like that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Bad situation. And now he's now removed from the Breakfast Club. And yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's not on the Breakfast Club now?
No. He was fully removed from the show.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't be on the radio waves advocating for a Ponzi scheme and telling people to buy into it.
I mean, yeah, that could really fuck with their liability, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of red tape. A lot of red tape. And you shouldn't have multiple videos of you doing it too. Floating around the internet.
He talked about it so much.
Yeah. Yeah. First piece of bad advice. And then this might be the first piece of good advice. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Learn when it's shut the fuck up time. Because some of y'all, us, whoever, because I don't think anybody is exempt.
Yeah.
Some of us be talking when it's shut the fuck up time.
All right, let me ask y'all this. Has y'all ever been in a situation where you didn't know when to shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Answer that, Matt, quick. Y'all care to give an example?
No.
I do.
Okay, go for it.
My neighbors had parked on my grass.
Okay.
Shit. This nigga almost went to prison.
My neighbors had parked on my grass. Yeah. And I went over to ask them to move because I had got in trouble for that already. And turns out they were having a wake for their dead mama who was in the house still. Body was still in.
Oh, my God.
Sarome, no.
Body was in the living room. And I asked them to move their Honda Accords.
Wait, did you at least go up delicately or did you pound on the door?
Oh, no. He kicked that motherfucker in. I know it.
Yeah. I went over there full of spit and vinegar.
Stop playing.
I think my best example is my mama asking me what my problem was, and my problem was her, and ooh. I told her as much. I think we know how that went.
Yeah. When any of my exes says you could be honest to me, you could be honest with me. And I go, oh, for real?
Please don't tell me that because I'm going to take it very seriously.
Never be honest.
I am going to be more honest than you were ever prepared for.
You can tell me everything. Oh, baby, I can? Yes, don't hold back. And then the knife comes out.
Hold on a minute. I was led to believe I could be honest here. Is this not a safe space?
Were we not in the trust tree, in the nest?
Mm-mm.
You never lived until you've been chased around a table by an angry woman.
I don't understand why you keep getting in these abusive relationships.
That's why I always keep a table that has at least six chairs. They wide enough and they can't jump over them. So...
I just imagine you tying at Regency furniture, testing out tables by running around them. Yeah, this will do. I don't like the other one. It's too small. You should quit.
Save him, Lord.
Hey, real quick, before we make this sell, can you chase me around this?
And maybe play the Benny Hill theme while you're doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, knife on you. I got one.
He run around the table. He tagged me. I'm like, nope, not big enough.
Not big enough. Let's go for the formal. Let's go for the formal dining room table.
Yeah. Or if they don't catch you, then you want to ask the 40 speed.
Yeah. I'm just out of breath. I take it. I take it. Ooh, he fast as fuck, man.
Hey, you can't cut no corners. You can't cut no corners because she's fast too. And she's being driven by rage.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's the small tactics, man. Like, if someone chases you around the table, you just got to pull out a couple chairs. Not all of them. Just one, like, every once in a while.
So you can hear that blah, blah, blah behind you.
Or, and this is going to sound crazy, I know. Mm-hmm. Or you should just not date women who beat you.
Yes, yes, yes. I stopped doing that. I haven't run around a table in quite a while. I'm actually scared. I feel like I lost a step.
I don't even yeah, trust what quite a while game. Means from you.
Hey, Gordon, that ain't an old man game. You can't be doing that in your late 30s.
Nope.
Or your 40s. You ain't got the explosiveness you used to have. You're right. It's like an athlete losing a step.
Yeah, that burst of speed you waiting for is never coming.
Oh, man. Yo, shout out to my old ex-girlfriends that used to run track. Oh, man. Any woman that could chase you with no shoes on and no sports bra at top speed, like, she missed her call on that track. I don't know why she dating you.
What a terrifying thing to look over your shoulder and see somebody with no shoes on concrete, with no bra on, just mad.
Oh, man. Yo, shout out to all those hood girls that could run real fast and knew they didn't have a bra on, and they just put one arm around across their chest and still ran at top speed.
Still ran at top speed with bad form.
She doing that with one arm? Damn.
Imagine if she had a bra in two. And her name was Shakira. Never mind.
Y'all annoying.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's the last one. Moving
them
on.
Girls could still fight. So
yes, they can.
Y'all just trying to get your little jokes off.
Don't move.
Mm. I'm not stepping in for yet. Neither one of y'all.
I ain't met a track girl yet that couldn't fight. From the shot.
So saying that.
From the
that
shot.
Is so true. Oh, bro. Yo, any girl that did shot put, I knew.
If she could run, she could fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just coordination.
Yeah, it really is.
It just comes down to knowing your body.
Yeah.
And sometimes you know how to put your hands on your body. There's I think she's a shot put. There's a shot put athlete, brown skin, dark skin. She's a gold medal. I think she's a champion right now. But she's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't think there's nothing more beautiful than just all the track stars across the world, especially like Jamaica, USA, all the islands, even Canada's coming up. Just gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful women, black women, fast women. Oh, running 100-meter dash. All right, moving on. All right.
You need a cigarette?
I have a vape.
Okay.
All right. Well, has anything happened in sports this week? The NBA is starting up. Are you guys excited to see LeBron in his what, is this his 23rd year of basketball? Am I wrong?
I don't even know. It just feel like that nigga been playing forever.
Well, we've been watching him ever since he was, 17, play basketball, and now he's either 39 or 40? Which one is he?
He's 39, I think.
39. So, 21 years of basketball. Let's just roughly say. Are you excited to see this feat, or are you just like, I'm over it?
It's not so much that I'm over it, but like, when is he going to rest and do something else? Is his goal to play with his son? Is that what he's trying
to do? We don't know as of yet. I guess we're going to find out by the end of this season. I don't know if this is last year of his contract, but the NBA is back and people are excited. There is a very tall Frenchman playing in San Antonio, Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, man, that's a bad boy.
Yeah, 17.
Oh, my goodness.
Nigga's a cartoon character. I don't trust him. I'm gonna put
Oh,
that out there
my
now.
goodness. He's a
I
mouth
see
star.
it. I see y'all giving y'all praise and y'all are excited. I think the nigga was made in a lab.
God.
That's four
Just a
French niggas.
hater for no
Yeah.
reason.
I am a hater. That's four French niggas holding hands in one basketball jersey.
Oh,
So
man.
Rome said it's four mimes underneath that jersey.
wait till he get fired real hard. He hit the ground and split up into four.
Oh, man.
Well, five, because one of them is the head. The head is a little person.
Like, we should have known better.
They're gonna scurry across the floor and up through the rafters. I'm like, see?
Sarome said this nigga is a French constructor kind.
That is fucking insane. Insane. But yeah, that's some exciting news. There's a lot of tall individuals that are in the NBA this year. We had Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren, Zion is scheduled. Well, new contract says, I don't know how you feel, guys, about this. They're trying to stop people from sitting out games. So, in order to make the All-Star game, you have to play a certain amount. How do you feel about NBA team owners telling players they have to play and they
If
can't
it's
sit
a,
out?
if, unless it's a meaningless game,
Yeah.
get your ass out there. Your ass out there and play.
It's kind of your job. I feel like your coach shouldn't have to tell you that you have to play if you're a starter.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
feel like, I mean, I think there should be almost a thing, sort of like PTO, just like we have, time that we could take off,
Yeah.
whatever. But I don't, I'm not. I think you need to take care of yourself. It's a hard thing when you're dealing with a physically demanding sport. But if you're just sitting out games because
You
you
don't
want
feel
to
like.
be like fresh for the playoffs, you don't feel like it, you don't feel like the game. I don't love that. So,
Make
and
it like
people are
PTO.
buying their tickets to fucking see your ass play.
That's so
Like if you're
true.
not playing the whole game, okay, fine, don't play the whole fucking game. But
If I done spent $45 to park at downtown DC and $175 to see your yellow ass, Steph Curry, then damn it, I want you out there shooting at least the first quarter.
yeah, I.
that should be a rule, yeah. Just at least play the first quarter. You ain't got to play the whole damn game. Just give me some minutes.
Yeah, I'm not saying play the whole game, but I do think that people are going to see you. People are paying a premium price to see certain teams play. So if
That's
they've
true.
paid that premium price, that's a lot of peas.
Ain't nothing worse than paying for a Wizards game and they got all the niggas from the hot dog vendor to the fucking parking attendant playing that night. You're like, who are these niggas?
Yeah.
Why am I taller than everybody on the court?
Is that cool breeze out there?
Is my son. Get my son out of this game.
Didn't pay for him to play. I used to know the trick to getting cheap courtside tickets. I used to go down to Memphis back when they sucked and look for like cheap courtside tickets. I went to a Grizzlies game for $12 and I sat like floor level. Yeah.
I used to know the cheat code to getting free courtside tickets and SBQ with titties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's like the male that just pretty much a universal cheat code for like everything. Then you didn't even have to apply that to NBA games.
I
That works for
don't
bad men.
even know how much basketball tickets cost.
Oh man.
See, she ain't
Really?
even got no reference for this.
I have no idea.
Oh man.
You could literally tell me anything. I was like, okay. Never bought them.
Before the Sixers sucked, I used to go all the way down to Philadelphia, and because it was so empty, because I didn't have anybody before the process, you used to be able to buy the nosebleeds, and because nobody was watching, because it was Philly, and you could walk all the way down.
$3 and then a 5 minute walk, and you're courtside.
Sitting right behind the bench.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be here? Nope.
Well, go ahead and say I ain't got time. They don't pay me enough for this shit.
Like, where's security? Smoking a blunt over
Where'd he get the blunt from? Me.
How you think I got down here? What the fuck you think this is?
You want some gas or what? Like, what are we talking about? You supposed to be in the game. You looking over the bench talking to me.
You have a losers mindset right now. I just need you to know that.
Yeah.
These NBA contracts are getting out of hand. No, I shouldn't say getting out of hand. That's a hardworking job. They dedicate them lives, their lives to it. What's his name? Giannis Antetokounmpo just got a 3-year extension for, I believe, $186 million.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Oh, and one last
That's
thing before.
That's enough to make a nigga stay in Minnesota.
Yeah. No, he's in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, rather.
Ooh,
sorry.
Potato.
Damn, Mel.
I mean, she right.
Right. What I was about to say. Oh, I want to speak about this. I'm tired of, speaking of sports, I'm tired of United States senators and politicians talking about young black athletes that are playing in college and their NIL deals. Stop pocket watching these young athletes saying that they don't deserve to be paid for their name, image, and likeness, because they're not getting paid to play. They're getting paid for their name, their image, and their likeness, not
which
to play
you
on
are
the field.
Using and capitalizing off of and generating income revenue for your fucking state and these universities.
Exactly.
You don't want to call them employees. You want to fuck over these kids, and you're full of shit.
Exactly. There's been a bunch of politicians saying that student athletes should not be paid for their name, image, and likeness. And I keep saying name, image, and likeness because people forget what NIL stands for. They think they're getting paid to play, and that's not what it is. And there's been a ton of players. I think one university was, because of the NIL deal, was donated a bunch of trucks, and a politician got mad. He was like, they shouldn't get trucks. I'm like, why can't they have transportation? They got to go to class. They got to be at practice. They have to travel every single day. Do you really want them on a school bus? No. Let them.
And if we want to keep it all the way funky, let's lay out all our NIL deals beside each other, the students and then the politicians.
Ooh.
Lay out all the money you get outside your salary.
Like, let's start talking about keeping the money out of politics. Let's have that fucking conversation.
Ooh, we getting spicy now.
Let's have that fucking conversation.
Hey, matter of fact, yeah, second piece of bad advice. Hey, politicians, show the NIL dues you got for being a senator.
You're right, because
I already know Mitch McConnell got a turkey neck deal for at least $7 million a year for turkey neck balm to keep you supple and moisturized. $7 million a year.
Y'all think he's an oil of Olay guy, or he just used rubber bands?
Oil of Olay. I don't see no. It ain't actually no wrinkles in it. It's just bulbous.
Oh my God, it's been such a bad week for New Jersey. Like, just in general, because our senator has been asked to step down because his NIL deal included gold bullions.
Yeah, that nigga is a pirate.
Your senator was a fucking pirate.
That nigga was trading in actual gold bullion bars.
I don't think the video has dropped yet, but when he was approached, the first thing he said was, ahoy, matey. I saw it.
Get
he
out of here,
had
Jack
gold
Farrell.
Bullion, a billowing shirt, and a parrot.
Oh my God. Yeah, he definitely.
Yo,
he
you
definitely.
you are deep down in crime when somebody start paying you in gold balls. You need to step back and say, man, this shit might not go well. I don't know if I get caught with this shit. I'm going down.
If you got gold bars somewhere, you trace that back to a dead body.
Bruh.
Right, man.
It's impossible. It's impossible to have gold bars without there being a dead body attached.
You gotta kill somebody.
Bruh. If someone gave me a gold bar, I'm gonna stare at it just like, I'm so fucked.
I'm not touching it. I'm not putting my fingerprints on no damn gold bar. Are you crazy?
A little something for your trouble. You can put that on the ground.
Kick it over to me, bitch ass nigga.
Better take that shit to give me some cash. There's a pawn store around the corner.
I'm gonna spend a month just staring at that bitch like, what I'm gonna do with this? Who am I gonna take this shit to? I can't even ask no questions.
I cannot. I would not accept a gold bar payment.
No.
Under no circumstances, because I can't do shit with that. Like, you are paying me and I gotta do work. It's like giving, it's like a gift that sucks.
Oh my God. I gotta find a goldsmith.
You gotta go get shit forged. Fuck you. I'm not, don't give me that shit.
No, I'm sitting at home on fucking on incognito tab on Chrome. How to melt gold bullion. I'm Googling this shit. I'm asking hypothetical questions at jewelry shops.
Getting ready to go to prison.
Straight prison.
You are going to prison.
Hey, can I see that? Can I see that Cubans or Coney Diamond? By the way, if I had a gold bar.
Question.
You down at Hillsburg asking all of the FBI questions. What can I help you with today? Well, I was looking at your front class pearl necklaces, and also, if I had a 1 kilo bar gold, how quickly could y'all get rid of that, sir? All right, never mind.
You Googling smelting? It's just all bad.
I gotta get rid of that shit. I got to launder that money. I got to take pennies on a dollar to get that shit out of my hand because I will not get caught with it.
And it's not like you're going to come across like savory characters.
No. Anybody you approach with a gold bar
will stab you. Anybody who knows what to do with a gold bar knows that part of the routine involves stabbing you.
The thickest accent, and he only will talk to you after the sun goes down.
You getting stabbed.
You and this Czechoslovakian in the dog alley behind the IHOP, and you think you getting out of here alive? Hell no. My friend, you are having the gold bar? God damn it. Yeah, I got it.
I walked into this one. Yeah.
Really walked into this one. I fucked up. I done fucked up. I should have never took this deal.
Can I see it? Can I see the gun you're gonna shoot me with? Cause I'd like to face my death.
You definitely getting walked into a vacant if a nigga is gonna take a gold bar off your hands.
Absolutely. Seriously. It's gonna be like the first part of The Dark Knight when they kept killing each other. That's the only way they pass from hand to hand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hashtag bad advice show. What would you do if someone gifted you a gold bullion bar?
How you getting rid of it?
Yeah, because like at that point, it might as well just be a coffee table ornament. Yeah. You ain't getting rid of that shit without dying.
Hell no, ain't no way. You'll never enjoy that money. You might as well bury that shit, tell your grandkids about it, see if someone can come up with a better plan.
That gold bullion bar is a curse.
It's like Roger's gold poop.
Oh man.
One of my favorite storylines in television.
God.
I hope they keep it going forever. I really do.
All right, everybody. On that note, that is a bad advice show. Before we head out of here, here's my favorite part of the show, letting you guys know where you can find us. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me at the gates of Mel. The O is a zero on all platforms, and you can still find me a job.
Nice. And Sarone, where can people find you?
You can find me online at Sarone Russell for Twitter and Metarome, Metarome for Instagram. And you can find me at the DC Improv Lounge headlining this December 29th through the 31st. I'm a New Year's baby.
New Year's.
We're going to bring it in with a champagne toast and all that. We're going to have a good time. And come see me. I'm headlining, so it's an hour of comedy. And I'm gonna show my ass. It's gonna be great.
Hey, I like hearing that.
He's really gonna moon people.
Yeah, he really will. It's New
no,
Year's.
No.
It's what happens. That's what happens. It's New Year's in DC. People get crazy. And as for me, you can find me at BakerBone on Instagram and Twitter. Also, BakerBone.com. And don't forget, we have a Patreon. Sorry for the late episodes this week. We were all out of town doing dope shit. And shout out to everybody that came out to Drunk Black History Show up in Boston. It was a tremendous show. Great turnout. There will be another show down in Philadelphia. I will announce that date pretty soon. And if you're in the Jersey area, me and my homie Ariel Liedi, you heard on one of the previous episodes. I said essence-sodes.
Love her.
The Bad Advice Show. We're doing our favorite show, Culture Vultures, down in Jersey City. You can find that and the link in my bio on my Instagram. And with that being said, everybody, join our Patreon. Have a good time. Have a great week. Happy Halloween. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.